During difficult times, attending church services can be a source of comfort for many. But this pandemic has laid bare what can happen when people don't meet in person. Many churches have seen a big decline in tithing. And without this key source of funding, thousands of churches may be forced to close. For more, let's bring in David Kinneman, president of Barna Group, a research agency in Ventura, California, focused on the intersection of faith and culture. David, welcome.
Oh, I'm so glad to be with you.
So, David, one thing Barna Group does is collect a lot of data on churches, for churches. You all actually put out a survey called The State of the Church that asked faith leaders, mostly Protestant, how they're doing. What exactly is the state of the church in 2020?
Well, at the beginning of the year, things were going along pretty swimmingly, at least as far as faith communities go. But what's happened since the pandemic is that, you know, everything has gone digital. Now, a bit of that has recovered. And in the last couple of months, more and more churches are reopening, but they're opening up with a lot less people coming. And they're recognizing that the relationships that they thought were much deeper with people were actually not as deep as they expected.
I want to ask you specifically about the financial hit that many churches are taking. Give us a sense of how much churches rely on tithing specifically or weekly donations, and how much these have dropped off because of the pandemic.
Well, it was the area that was hit hardest right at the very beginning. The vast majority of America's 300,000 plus congregations, which is a remarkable number, Protestant congregations and nearly 14,000 Catholic communities, they are quite dependent upon donations from congregants. I mean, that's really their engine, their financial engine is donations on a weekly basis from people who are generous in that way.
Yeah. Some churches have received small business loans under the CARES Act, but even with this relief, you actually said earlier this year that one in five churches could close in the next 18 months. Is that still what the data that you all have collected is telling you?
It is. If anything, I think that prediction was based on data about two and a half months ago, and I think we're even more likely to see that to be the case today. We're looking at things like people's confidence that their congregation will survive, and so we ask pastors every week, how likely do you believe that your congregation can survive this whole pandemic? And early on, it was actually over 70% who said they felt very confident. But now that number is 58% of pastors who feel very confident that their church will survive. You know, the disruptions related to giving, and maybe even as important to all that is that even for those churches that have reopened, they're seeing much smaller numbers of people show up. So simply reopening a church doesn't sort of fix the underlying economic challenges that you might have as a congregation. And, you know, in the long run, I think we'll look back at this pandemic as a fundamental change to the way Americans both attend church. You know, obviously, there'll be a lot more online attendance than ever before, even after all churches reopen. I think this sort of digital church is sort of here to stay. And I think it's also going to really change the way people think about their donation relationship with local churches as well. They'll have to be even greater demonstration of the value that a church brings, not just to those who attend, but also those who are part of its community.
David Kinneman is president of Barna Group, a research agency focused on the intersection of faith and culture, talking to us about the state of churches right now. David, thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And let's check in now on a church in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the historic Vernon AME. With 134 members, Pastor Robert Turner there says it's a shell of its former self compared to its heyday during the Black Wall Street era, when the neighborhood was the wealthiest Black community in the country. That was before the Tulsa Race Massacre of 1921, when white mobs killed hundreds in the community and razed the surrounding buildings, except for Vernon AME. Now, they are in a different fight for their lives, and Pastor Turner joins us now. Welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you so much, Tanya, for having me.
And I want to ask you about how your church is doing financially. Have you also seen tithing and offerings take a hit, as we've heard so many churches are experiencing right now?
Absolutely. Because most of the members who we have today joined during the heyday, they are now old. They're very, you know, they're senior citizens. And We have live stream every Sunday, but most of our members, some of them don't even have an email address, let alone try to get on the website to do live streaming. And so our finances have taken a huge blow. And what Vernon has been able to do, especially since COVID, is find other ways to help, right? And that's one of the things that I'm really excited about, what we've been able to do in these past few months.
And that includes a food program for members that are outside of the church. This speaks to just how important churches are in communities, because you're serving your members, but you're also serving the community. Can you tell us a little about this feeding program?
Well, what happened to this world when COVID-19 pandemic really hit hard, that Monday before March 18th, I was sleeping. God woke me up out of my sleep and said, "Hey, I want you to feed my people." And I was like, "What?" And I didn't understand it. The next morning, because it was late when he woke me up, that Tuesday morning, I called my church treasurer and was like, "Hey, God told me we need to still feed." And he said, "How many folk are you trying to feed?" I said, 50 is good, you know. He said, "Well, we should be able to find some money for 50 people. We, Ms. Mosley, put the food out on Wednesday. In 30 minutes, it was gone. The need was just that great. And Vernon, this old church, you know, Grandmother Greenwood, Basement Survived the Massacre, has been the only structure open every day since COVID-19 wow. hit. We've given out now nearly 140,000 meals. Mm. A church of just 134 members. And I'm not embarrassed to say last year our operating budget was only $200,000. And to show you just how awesome and God's personality is, and how big his grace is, the largest demographic of people we serve food to are white men. The same demographic of folk who bombed and killed and dumped bodies from the 1921 race massacre in mass graves.
I mean, this is really powerful. What you're saying is that you're serving this purpose in a community at a time when you all need so much help, and you're serving a community of people that several generations ago tried to take away your place in the community. Where do you see yourself going from here?
What's next is we're going to keep serving the food ministry program. We didn't have a name for it. We just started calling it a feeding program. But once it started, you know, God gave me the idea to just call it what it is. The God Provides Feeding Ministry. And he has truly provided. We have not received any grants for this or any money. We've received in-kind contributions and financial donations to this. This ministry is bringing in more money than our tithes and offerings. We have a pantry filled with food. Meanwhile, we're struggling to pay just our operating expenses, our utility bills, because our power has been on every day. Our water is being utilized every day. And so where do we go from here? We will continue to trust. This is not the worst. Unfortunately, this is not the worst that Vernon has seen. I see churches as places that are not closed on the storm. Churches are refuges, the Bible teaches. God is a refuge, and a refuge doesn't close during the storm. They're open, you know, and they're places people go during the storm. And so that's just how I see the body. And even though we got major needs, we still have something we can give.
That's Pastor Robert Turner speaking to us about his church, the historic Vernon AME in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and how they're faring during the pandemic. Pastor, thank you so much for your time, and my best to you and your congregants.
God bless you, and God keep you. And anytime you need me, I'm here.